From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There have been four bombings in central Baghdad today, smoke's rising over the Iraqi capital. One explosion went off near the Iranian embassy. It's not yet known if anyone was hurt. The blasts come a day after 25 people were murdered in a suburb south of Baghdad. Pope Benedict's personal preacher is offering an apology to Jews for remarks he gave during a Good Friday homily. Father Raniero Cantalamessa had said criticism of Benedict's handling of the clergy sex abuse scandal was like anti-Semitism. His remarks touched off a storm of denunciation. Today, Cantalamessa said he was sorry and did not mean to offend Jews or abuse victims. All the world's Christians are celebrating Easter on the same day this year, a relatively rare occurrence that has some people pushing to align the Eastern Orthodox and Western Christian calendars. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
It happens only a couple of times in 100 years, but this year and next, Greek and Russian Orthodox Christians will be marking the resurrection of Jesus on the same day as Catholics and Protestants. This has prompted the National Council of Churches and the World Council of Churches to encourage them to align their calendars permanently and adopt the Western model. Catholic and Protestant churches calculate the dates of Christmas and Easter using the Gregorian calendar, which comports with the secular January through December year. Orthodox churches use the older Julian calendar, based on the equinox and lunar cycle. Some Orthodox Christians concede that they will have to update their system, since Easter Sunday will come later and later, and in a few centuries, it will be in the summer. But for now, traditionalists are holding their ground. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
A Chinese coal freighter's run aground on Australia's Great Barrier Reef. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, the ship is leaking fuel and is in danger of completely breaking apart in one of the world's largest marine preserves.
The Chinese freighter was 9 miles outside of the shipping lane when it slammed full speed into the Great Barrier Reef. It had just left port carrying more than 70,000 tons of coal bound for China. The ship is also carrying around 950 tons of heavy fuel oil, and officials are concerned about the environmental damage from the leaking fuel. Surveillance flights found small patches of oil in the water, but no major leak as of yet. The government has sent planes with chemical dispersant to try and break up the fuel. Rescuers are standing by to evacuate the ship's 23 crew members if necessary. The ship is stuck about 43 miles east of Great Keppel Island, a popular tourist destination. Environmentalists are outraged that the ship was allowed to travel through the reef without a marine pilot with knowledge of the local waters. They say the risks are only going to get worse with a major contract for coal sales to China signed just last month. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
A white supremacist leader in South Africa has been murdered. Eugene Terreblanche was killed allegedly at the hands of workers angry over wages. You're listening to NPR. The teams for the men's NCAA basketball championship game are set. The Butler Bulldogs will play for their first title Monday night before a hometown crowd in Indianapolis. Butler forward Gordon Hayward says all the hard work this season is paying off.
It's what we've strived for since the beginning, since the fall when we did fundamentals on defense. And the whole year we've talked about the next game, and that's what we're focusing on. And so just real excited that the next game is going to be for a national championship.
The Bulldogs have now won 25 straight games. Butler will face Duke. Duke overpowered West Virginia Saturday night. Many West Virginia fans are still happy with the team's whole season. From West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Ben Aduccio reports.
The streets of downtown Morgantown, West Virginia, quickly filled with disappointed fans minutes after WVU suffered their worst loss of the season to Duke. Duke won by a 78-57 score, and WVU's leading scorer, Deshaun Butler, left the game in the second half with an injury. But WVU fans, like John White, are still excited about how the season ended.
I've been a Mountaineer fan all my life. I'm so proud of these guys. We've been down many times each game. It was somehow we just came back up. Tonight just wasn't our night.
Duke moves on to play Butler University in the NCAA championship game Monday night. For National Public Radio, I'm Ben Aduccio in Morgantown, West Virginia.
The California National Guard reports an American Army linguist has returned home after being held for more than 2 months in Iraq. 60-year-old Issa Salomi had been kidnapped in Baghdad in January. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.